You know, I'm just, living this weird, demented life in the USA right now.
Just let me tell you at the beginning how much we miss you, US musicians, here, because the festivals without you...
Well, we miss you, too. I miss you more than you miss me, believe me. I've been stuck in the house for 6 months. I haven't been home this long since I lived with my parents when I was 17, you know?
That's a completely new experience.
I mean, it's weird. I mean, it's nice that I'm not alone anymore, you know? There's all kinds of crazy shit. Everybody's kind of lost their mind. It's kind of step back and reflect a little bit here, man, before anybody does anything crazy, you know?
So
it's already gone crazy. I don't want it to get worse, you know?
Being at home turned out to be your extreme experience.
I mean, I've always been doing it since I was 19 years old, you know? 18 years old, actually. I went on the road with Connie Stevens when I was a little kid. My first big road gig, right? It lasted 2 weeks. I'm going, and then I joined Boz's band. Well, wait a second. No, I turned 18, 19. Yeah, something like that. I don't know. I'm reflecting. Excuse me.
So it's a completely new experience just being at home.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the weird part. I mean, you know, believe me, I know every inch of my fucking house now. I've worn out a fucking path in my slate floors, you know.
And occasionally you play a morning solo to a neighbor. Because why not?
Oh, well, no, that was really for real. This guy's like an asshole, you know what I mean? He called the cops on my then 7-year-old autistic son.
Oh, no.
New neighbor. New bad neighbor. So, you know, this guy's asshole decides to put like 3 leaf blowers right next to the bedroom side of my house. He doesn't live in the Hollywood Hills. The houses are closer together. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So this guy just purposely has his gardener come at 7 in the morning with 120 dB leaf blowers. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, as a joke, I said, I mean, I should hook up my amps and fuck this guy over, you know?
So you did.
And my and I said, nah, I'm not going to carry my shit out of there. Fuck it. And my girlfriend, Amber, says, do it. And I got pissed off. I said, you think I won't? I did it. And she filmed it. And I didn't know she was filming it until the very end of it when I turned my head and looked. And then it got put up and it went viral.
It did.
Top 5 on Reddit, you know? It was hilarious. And then the next week, my single dropped with Ringo. And, it's doing great. I mean, as far as by today's standards, it looks like I have a hit record, except no money, you know, because it's all digital.
Ouch.
You know, I got like 261,000 people on YouTube in 9 days or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Yes.
Best showing for me as a solo artist and ever, I think. I mean, and it's certainly in the digital world, you know. I got to count my blessings one way or another. I mean, my visibility is high, and usually I could parlay that into a live experience, you know. Mm-hmm. Things are different now, you know. Things are really different now, so we have to... You know, there's a lot of plans coming up that I can't really say, except you'll be surprised and laugh, and then you'll go, yes, this is great. That's all I can tell you right now, because I have a lot of things in the fire.
So you just described my reaction to your first single, because I was surprised, I laughed, and then exactly...
Well, here's the deal with that. That was written for Ringo's birthday by me, Joe, and Paige. And, you know, both Joe and I have solo records coming out in February on the same day. We all worked on each other's records. So it's not Toto, but it's like, you know, members of for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Played on every... I got some of the best Paige ever on live recordings on my new solo record. It's nothing like the single. That's a pop song. Like in the vein of Beatles, ELO, Tom Petty, you know what I mean? It was for Ringo's birthday, 80th birthday, you know, and it never really got released. I said, it's on my record, but it's like, you know, it's an odd little track towards the end of the album, you know, that I just put on there that I really like because it's a commercial thing. My album is really much more hard-edged, fusion-y even sometimes, and live playing. Live solos, you know, I overdubbed the vocals. I did the record in 8 days, top soup to nuts. You know, I had Joseph's help. Joseph was actually a great help to me with us because he's become a hell of a fucking engineer. We did a lot of recording in my house, mobily, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in having to make records in this world, I mean, fortunately, I cut the shit live in February. So I had all the tracks. And then David had a medical setback, and he's just retired now. He's like, I got the last David Paige recording. I mean, he's okay, but he's just not built to travel or anything. He's really just kind of mellowing out in his... older age, and he's very comfortable and happy with his situation, as far as I know, anyway. Last time I talked to him, he's been rather aloof lately. We've sort of been, everybody's doing their own thing now, because not really, Joseph I see almost every day, because he lives down the street alone, and he's safe, and he only sees his kids and me, and, you know, everybody's now here, you know, we're just trying to be safe, you know? Like mm-hmm. I said, I got a lot of reasons not to be around anybody ill. I mean, I'm working with Ringo. He's one of the few people I see. And he sees me and very few people that he trusts, you know? He's 80 years old, and he's had lung conditions since he was a little kid. I'm not going to be the guy that gets Ringo nope. sick, okay?
No, be careful.
And my nanny of 36 years, there's an 85-year-old mom who's got lung issues and shit, you know? So I had to be careful. I can't even see my fucking kids until next Monday because my ex-wife thought it was a good idea to take him to the San Diego Zoo. And my kids don't understand the severity of all this. They're, you know, 12 and 9, and my son is autistic, and he talks, and he's wonderful, and I love him more than anything in the world. But if he got sick, he wouldn't be able to tell me where it hurts, you know?
Ouch.
If he can't breathe, and it's scary shit. I got a really high immune system from traveling the world for almost 45 years.
Well, your immune system has seen many.
I've touched everything. I've been to China. I've been to every fucking country there is, except of India. I've built up a strong immunity, even as an old fucker now, you know?
Well, yes, as you mentioned, you have to take care of your friends and family, definitely.
Well, I made a pact with the people I do see that we would be cool and wouldn't go into a public place like, say, the zoo or, you know, something.
Yeah.
You got to be careful.
Okay, let's come back to the single and to the album. I'm keeping my fingers crossed for your family. Hopefully nothing.
Thank you. We live in very strange times now.
I don't really understand
them. That's all I can say. This is beyond anything I could have imagined in my lifetime. That's all I can say. I think everybody feels that way.
I agree.
You know, I mean, America is shamefully unequipped to deal with this right now. And I'm praying that a change may come. And I hear rumors of parts of Europe opening up to us next year.
So in the ideal world, when could we expect the whole album?
Well, the album comes February 26th, along with Joseph Williams' album, who I worked on. We work together. Me and Joseph are a very strong duo right now, is all I can tell you.
And in the perfect world, were you planning? You obviously must have been planning some touring.
Yeah, that's all I can say.
Man.
I'm not an idiot, okay? You don't throw away 45 years of work. You just got to go about it a different way. Unfortunately, some relationships have been severed, and it's gotten really weird, and I have to erase negativity from my life. I mean, how many incredible summers do I have left? How do I want to live the rest of my life now? It's very important how I live the rest of my life. Everybody's angry right now. I was angry. I'm seeing a shrink now for this stuff. I'm on depression medication because from my doctor, and I'm trying to deal with like this lifestyle. And if I didn't have my wonderful girlfriend, I'd probably be at the bottom of my pool right now with fucking, you know. I'm keeping it together, but it's hard. I mean, you know, it's hard for everybody. We all miss the old way, and the old way may never come back the way we remember it. I hope that I'm wrong. Maybe there'll be a miracle. You know, miracles do happen. And I've witnessed them and experienced them recently. So I'm a strong believer in God, not the cartoon God or the cartoon Jesus. I'm talking about the real thing. The real heart and love is everything in the whole universe and all that. I believe in that corny shit because I believe it's true. That's my belief. You may have ever, people may believe something different, but I'm hanging on to that. My faith, you know, is not a church faith. It's a personal faith and a personal relationship. It's kind of like my feelings politically. I'm not either side, but I lean towards the side that's right, okay? Not right wing, but just the right decisions,
that
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That feels
you know what I mean? I'm not, I'm an independent. I've voted both sides. I vote for the man, not the party, or the woman. Mm-hmm. And I don't need four more years of this, I can tell you that. That's all I'm going to say politically. Listen, I have friends on both sides.
Yeah.
I get it. I respect the person's opinion. There is a gray area that's disappeared where we can meet in the middle and agree. That's all I want to say about politics because, that, you know, it's polarizing, and I don't want to lose one, you know, any people that might think that I'm taking a side. You fucking liberal, you fucking re-thug-looking or whatever they fucking call people. The name-calling's got to stop, you know. This is not, and chumming the racial shit is just bad idea. That's not political. That's humanitarian. We got to get back to a little bit more tolerance and love, and you know, let's stop screaming at everybody. And you know, I think the internet is a fucking dangerous place to play. because you're playing with, you know, you're not going to change anybody's mind on the internet. Oh, yeah, really? You know what? You're right. I'm wrong. You know, it's like, that's not going to happen, you know?
No, you're not going to change anybody's mind by writing in a comment somewhere.
Especially now. Everybody's chosen their side by now. I personally think that we need a change. Because my business, our business, the musicians' business, the guys that really do this for a living, not like as a hobby, this has fucked us all and all the crew. And unfortunately, I can weather the storm financially, but in terms of work, I have to be careful because I don't know how long this is going to go on, you know? I got a big nut every month, you know, with a lot of people I take care of and care about and pay for. So it's weird for me. It's like going 1,000 miles an hour into a brick wall.
Yes. Well, yes. Yeah, that's how
you
it
know?
Felt
and that's
for...
That's how I feel for the crew guys that are losing their homes and their kids
exactly
in school
that.
And the nut, and they don't have any money, and there's no fucking pension for them. There's nothing. So we do music care stuff to try to help. And I do give thanks every day for my good fortune and the ability to take care of my family, even in the dark times like now. Mm-hmm. Some cats don't have the money to hang in, man. It's going to be a real rough ride for them. And God knows what happens, you know. I'm just praying for peace every day. I want everybody to be happy, not just one side, you know.
I know. Mm-hmm. Is that your?
Listen, I've lived life. I've seen the world. I know how many beautiful people there are in all these wonderful countries that I've had the honor to visit. I mean, I think most 99% of the people are really nice, really cool people. But the 1% screams so loud it deafens the positive energy,
and,
you know.
And scares a lot of people as well.
Yeah, well, fear, fear, fear. How do you think what this is doing to our kids? My daughter didn't get a summer. She started seventh grade next week, next Monday. She didn't get her. She can't see her friends. She had no graduation. She had no fucking first day of school because now it's all digital on Zoom. What about the social interactions and the PTSD that all these kids in America are going to feel from all this shit?
Yeah.
It's like dwarfing their growth as a human being, socializing. Imagine what that does to a kid's psyche.
I can't.
Everything is toxic and everybody's toxic. I mean, that's really going to follow you through life. Everybody's sick. Don't touch me. You know, what kind of a way is that to live? I can't even hug my friends.
Mm-mm.
This is the socialization when you hit junior high school, man.
Mm-hmm. And you learn how to be with people.
It's important to be around lots of people and experience emotions. There's going to be good and bad. Maybe your first love, your first kiss and shit. You know what I mean?
No, you won't experience that online.
I want my kids to have this. My older kids are great. They're happy and they own their own homes and stuff like this. And they're off the dole. And my son's got a killer record coming out with his band. He's got a single coming out in October with his new band. It's going to knock everybody off their fucking charts. It'd be the number one record, I'm telling you.
Did you play this album?
Like Def Leppard meets U2 meets Earth, Wind & Fire with a singer that looks like Jesus and has a 5-octave range. Perfect. He sings perfectly in tune. And they're nicest people, you know? And, that's going on for him. And so, I mean, my little kids are the ones I got to look after, you know, right now. You know, the tension around everything is just, everybody's just on edge, you know.
Wow. And I just thought it would be a simple conversation about one song, but it's impossible.
Okay.
With
I'm talking
you.
A whole lot of shit because that's what's going on in the world, okay? So
yeah.
I'm really happy about how the single's doing, but wait till you hear the record. Wait till you hear the whole album. It's a whole other fucking ballgame.
So when's the next one?
It's the most honest playing I've ever played. It's the most real thing I've ever done in my career because I did the record in 8 days, top to bottom. Live, everything, like old school. Like it sounds like an old 70s album, but with the high fidelity of 2020. This is the record I've always wanted to make, call it a vanity record or whatever, but it'll be interesting to see how people react to it and some of the choices I made as far as a cover here and there. They're very obscure. And from my childhood, not like number one records, like album cuts, you know. And then I wrote a bunch of really cool songs, and Joseph and I kind of put it together with my engineer and co-producer, Ken Freeman, who was also front of house for Toto as well, back in the old days, when there was a Toto.
Well, you know what? For us Polish fans, when we found out about Toto not touring anymore, for us it was, well, of course it was sad news, but it was obvious that now you'll get to your solo album, finally, after 8 years.
Well, let's just say that you're in for a surprise.
It's thrilling, okay? It is for us. I mean, I'm checking what the Polish fans are commenting.
Oh, well, please tell all the Polish fans that I send love and we haven't forgotten you. As soon as... the fog lifts, as they say. We'll be back in one way or another.
You once told me that you're like herpes. You always come back.
That's true. That's just like herpes. I always come back just when you forgot. At the most inopportune moment. It's
These were your words. I just remembered. You know,
that's one of my favorites.
You told me that about 8 years ago or something.
I've used that many times. Like herpes, I always come back.
Well, except that. Except that
you forget about me for 6 months or so, maybe a year, and all of a sudden you get the hankering to itch your crotch. Oh, I'm back. I'm an odd, strange man. Please forgive me.
The only difference is that we don't forget about you. There's no way.
I know. Listen, you got Poland is obviously a special place in my heart. Look, we did a record there, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you guys are fantastic. You know, the love will never die between us and other my old members or whatever they're doing right now. David's retired. Steve's retired. And that leaves me and Joe. The other two brothers are dead, God bless them. I miss them every day.